Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee KO4 JQX.
Well, congratulations. You got a radio, you got it programmed, and you're on the air.
I got all the programming completely right, but I got it working anyhow.
What is the radio? What did you end up with?
Yazoo FT-991A.
And VHF. Okay, I own one of those radios. So, yeah, very good. Radio ham shack in a box.
Yeah, pretty much. I just wanted to buy just one radio to get started with, and hopefully it would pretty much do everything for a while.
KB4CPA.
Please say hi to a new ham, Jeff, who is just testing out a new radio to him, and he's one of my students in our current technician class. And this is David, KB4CBA. Go ahead, David.
Well, hello to you, Gary, and I believe it's Jeff. And congratulations on getting your ticket there, and look forward to hearing you on HF. I just wanted to break in and see if the book had come in yet.
Not. I'm going through one of those shipping snafus. They sent it someplace else. Please bear with me.
Just thought I'd ask while I heard you in there. It's good to hear you, and y'all carry on. And I'm in the garage here. I just pulled in, and so I'll say 73s. And thanks for the info. You know, I'll just have to sit here and be patient. KB4CBA. Talk to y'all later. 73s.
And I'll alert you the minute it comes in. I'm not real happy with the way they're fulfilling their book orders now. They moved it over to another service. It's not being done out of Connecticut, and this is not the first time I've had an issue. So, anyway, I'll let you know. 73. Okay, go ahead, Jeff. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Good to hear you on the radio, and look forward to talking to you also as well in the future. Yeah, back to you, Gary. Does it sound okay? I mean, I'll tell you about the antenna situation later, but does it sound okay?
Question for you, are you using the microphone that came with the radio?
I am.
I would say the audio quality is not up to par. I mean, I think that radio can do better on FM. And my first thought would be, you know, is it the microphone? You're perfectly readable, perfectly understandable, but it's just not as clear and crisp as I think it should be.
Does that make any difference at all?
Hard to say because I'm mobile, but maybe a little bit better.
It's got a tone button on the back of the mic. It's got tone 1 and 2 on it. And I switched it. I didn't know if it made any difference or not.
That did make an improvement. It improved the high frequencies. So in the other position, you were kind of bassy and muddled, but this has brought out the highs a little bit better, and that's where the intelligibility comes through. So I would leave it on that position. Is there a third position?
No, it just had 2 positions on it.
That one. Don't go back to the other one. The other one is muddled.
Okay. And this thing has got all kinds of settings on it, as you know, and I haven't even begun to start trying to figure it out yet.
Well, you need to just be listening around, and the other thing is maybe get up an HF antenna of some kind for reception. It could be anything, even a long wire or whatnot, and start listening in on some of the HF ham bands. 40 meters, 20 meters, and listen to the traffic, listen to what other people are saying. And that's an education in itself.
I've got a 6 meter antenna coming, and I want to get a long wire up also and start listening in.
Excellent. Well, very good. And let's see. Have you checked into the 9 p.m. net here on this frequency yet?
I haven't checked in. I just got the radio up and running last night about 10 o'clock or so, and I talked to some guys up in Tennessee, probably to about 12:30. I finally got tired and went to sleep. Talked to those guys for a long time last night.
Well, that's something else to look forward to. Well, glad that you're on the air, glad that you're making contacts, and I hope you enjoy the radio and continue to enjoy the hobby. If I can do anything to help you out, let me know. I do have the programming software for the and the cable for that radio, so if we ever want to, dump all the memories out to a file for safekeeping, or want to update the firmware on the radio. There was a recent firmware update. I'm not sure what you've got on that radio, but just let me know. We can work it out.
Yes, sir. Anything you can do. I mean, like I said, I'm just learning. I just got it yesterday and know very little about it. I thought I would check into the net tonight after class. I actually met the guy that runs the Wednesday night net. He was one of the VEs at my license exam.
Gary, the other Gary, KI4DOS. Fine business, okay? Well, remember, we got an ID after every 10 minutes, so here's mine, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee. Now your turn.
Yeah. KI4JQX, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray.
To get into here on the repeater is to wait for the over beep, the little beep that comes on, and just drag your feet a little bit. That way, if anybody else wants to come in, that you leave them a little pause to do that. But you'll learn this. You'll pick this up. You'll get it.
I noticed that last night. It just takes some time, I guess, but learn all the habits and tricks. That's the reason I've been listening more than I've been talking, just trying to learn all the proper procedures.
You're doing the right thing. Jeff, I'm really proud of you. Congratulations again. And let me sign with you for the moment. I'm going to concentrate. I got to drop off a letter here in the mailbox, and then I'm getting rid of my trash at the recycling center. But you have a wonderful day. It's a pretty day. Get outside if you can. And we'll see you tonight for class. Okay, KO4. Oh, you're going to have to help me with the suffix. I can't remember it now. Here is Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee 73.
Okay, Gary, have a good day, man. I'll see you tonight in class. KO4JQX.
Pulls right off the top. 73 from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.